Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a great mystery taking place out of Richmond, Virginia. It involves a guy by the name of Mason Cox. I don't know if anybody in Richmond knows Mason Cox, but if you do, wow, would I like to talk to him. I can't figure this thing out, though. Well, by the way, neither can Mason. So here's the deal. Mason lives, like I said, in Richmond. Going back to March, he received a postcard in the mail. Now, it was addressed to him. Here's what you need to know about Mason.
Okay.
He lives in an apartment. So obviously he has an apartment number. So it's not a case where this postcard that was sent to him was either, sometimes stuff gets delivered to the wrong house, I get it. Or sometimes if you're in an apartment, mail gets put in the wrong slot. Not the case. It was mailed to him at that address for his unit number. And he got the postcard. Now I'm going to fast forward a little bit because over the next couple of months, that started in March. We're now in what? May? So over the next 6 weeks, I should have said a couple of weeks, but over the next 6 weeks, he received four more postcards. All addressed to him, all to the apartment, all to the apartment building, all to the apartment unit. They are all from the same person. The person's name is Molly May.
Okay.
Now, here's what Mason Cox will tell you. I don't know a Molly May. All four of the postcards, all sent from a different state. You understand what I mean there? Like
no,
postmarks.
The postmarks.
From a different state.
So on the road.
Possibly. It appears that way.
Okay.
Now, Mason has a hobby that he's kept pretty quiet. But he likes drones.
Okay.
And has recently got into them. He's not like a drone enthusiast, but he's recently gotten into them. But it wasn't something, as Mason will tell you, that he would like brag about or talk about a lot. It was just kind of something he did in his personal time. And it was no big deal. Here's the first postcard that was sent to Mason Cox. Dear Mason. Shut up. Are you serious? Mason?
Yes, this is Mason.
Shut up. Is it really?
It is.
Swearzy?
Yeah, I just had a friend of mine call me and tell me that I was on the morning show. And I listen to y'all all the time. And I just got in the car on my way to work.
Oh, excellent. So I just started telling your story. That for over the last handful of weeks, you've been getting these postcards from somebody named Molly May.
Yes.
And you have no idea who that is.
I do not. I've never really been local to North Carolina or to Minneapolis where the postcards have been coming from.
And so that's what I was going to say. The thing that I was reading says that the postcards are all coming postmarked from different states. And I could see on the first one, it does say Greensboro, North Carolina. The other one, one's coming from Minneapolis. I could see that. Minneapolis, Minnesota. But this is weird. And the other thing was, and I had just mentioned, Mason, right before you called, that you're kind of into drones, but it's not something that you were very vocal or open about.
Yeah, it's really just been something more, you know, amongst friends. And, for some reason, they had my name and they had my girlfriend's name as well in that card, in the first one, which was strange, the one that was from a typewriter. And the rest were handwritten as well.
So here's the, I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. It's a little bit loud, so I just want to read through this. Hold on 1 second, Mason, all right?
Sure thing.
So the first one, like Mason said, it's typewritten. Here's the message on the postcard. Word has been getting around that you are getting pretty good with drones. I was wondering if you might be able to fly one directly into a building where my boss lives. He usually keeps the window to his apartment open during the day when he is at work. Maybe you could take some footage of his apartment and tell him that if he doesn't give me a raise, that we will be waiting for him inside when he gets home. I asked if you'd be cool with this, and she said yes. That's the girlfriend.
Right.
So as far as I'm concerned, it's a done deal. Call me Molly May.
Now, because we just talked to Mason, and he's on hold still, why does he sound so calm?
I know. This is so creepy.
And that's only the first one.
And I know it's been some time since he received that first one.
Okay, don't say it sometime. It's March, but he's been receiving them subsequently since.
I know. That's what I was going to say. I can't believe how easy breezy he appears.
The second one, postmarked from Minneapolis.
And this one now is handwritten?
This is handwritten. Just got back from the Cherry Festival planning committee. Terry was banned. Can't have a repeat of last year. He didn't take it well. Molly May. What the F? To me, that's weirder than the first one.
Yeah.
And they're sending it to him. Again, it didn't end up there. They're sending it to him.
But there was nothing in that second one that was personal to Mason.
Oh, that's a good point. Hey, Mason.
Yeah.
Are any of the other ones personal in nature?
No, and that's kind of why I've been a little bit, laughing it off, is that since the first one, they've just been like a fever dream. They're just wild, crazy stories. I have no idea what they're even talking about.
Now, on the last one that you received, I'm just jumping forward a little bit. The last one that you received, didn't it give like GPS coordinates for a park in Richmond?
Yes, it did.
And you went...
It gave GPS coordinates to a sand... Right next to a sand volleyball court that I played at a few times in the park. And it's a little goat pen right in the middle of that.
Okay, by the way, that's not in the story. That is not in the story. That's personal. That's personal, Mason.
Yeah, it's kind of personal, I suppose.
Kind of personal? They put the GPS coordinates... That's fresh information. That's not in the story I read. It just said that there's GPS coordinates to a park. It doesn't say anything about that's where Mason plays volleyball. Dude.
But it's not where I play. I played there once. It's not really a huge thing tying me to it,
Well, neither was the drone hobby that no one knew about.
Remember, for Elliot, the coordinates could have been 30 miles away, and he would have figured out a way to tie them to himself. These were actually at a site you've been to.
And didn't you say, other people are driving to the sites to see if it makes sense?
Yes, there have been probably a good 10 people that have driven by. One person even found a little plastic shovel and started digging around in the dirt there. It out too. I'm happy for it.
So, but here's, I don't understand any of it. Now, the last one was on the back of an old school, if you went to CVS and got film developed and you got a picture as opposed to, or you printed off like a digital picture, on the back of the picture it says, "Can you see me now?" And that has the coordinates on it. And it's signed from Molly May. What is the picture on the other side of that?
It's just a picture of a little crane or something, and it looks like there are some palm trees, a specific type of palm from Florida, so people are thinking the picture was done in Florida. But also, the picture was printed in 2001, I think it says on the back. Oh. So, it's a vintage picture, and the postcards themselves, some of them are from the 90s.
Wait, what? Oh, so the actual postcards are from the 90s.
Yeah, some of them are really old, and then some of them are new. It's like 2017.
What do your family and friends think?
My dad's terrified. My friends are just, you know, fascinated by it, and my girlfriend's really fascinated as well. I'm just kind of trying to roll with it. I'm not really sure what it's about. I think it's just maybe some sort of prank or scam, but the closest thing to a scam we found was calling the number on the back of the picture and asking for the, we were trying to figure out who printed the camera or who printed the roll, right?
Oh.
And it ended up being some, like, call center asking about a rebate. And both times we called, they said, sure, we can get that post or we can get that roll number for you. And then as soon as we tell it to them, they just hang up on us.
Dude, you got to move.
But you and your girlfriend is not flipped out at all. Can I ask you this? Like, do you have friends? Like, that's a pretty solid prank if somebody's pulling that off.
Pretty much everyone that I have talked to that would even know about the drones or would have anything like this. Also, I don't think I have any friends, first of all, that would do anything like this, because this is going a bit far. This is kind of deranged at this point.
Your family is terrified.
Yeah, Dad's more worried than you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's messed up. This is a prank. It's not funny at this point. So, and I've told people that, and, you know, they still kept coming. So,
when was the last postcard, the one that had the coordinates on it?
The last one was closing in on a month now. They've been spacing further apart as we go.
Do you get home from work every day with an expectation that there might be a new one there?
Yeah, my girlfriend makes me go down to the mailroom and check every single day, even if I don't have anything coming in, just to make sure.
Right. Oh, you know what? That's a good question. Are you, or when I say one of those people, are you someone where, like, you get the message that says, here's your mail for the day, like on your phone?
No, it's just a mail key in a mailbox.
I gotcha. No, I didn't know, like, if it would show up and be like, oh, I got another postcard. Dude, I want you to get another postcard. I want to know who Molly May is. Well, so do you.
So do I. That's the news and everything. I just want to know who it is.
Man. By the way, you can't, I'm so angry, because in the thing, it's like only the first one was personal. They nailed the coordinates, and I know you're going to say, well, I was only there once.
Yeah, but it's still nearby.
Forget nearby. He played volleyball there.
What would you be doing now if this was happening to you?
What would I be doing?
And then when I say you, I mean, like, your whole household.
What would I be doing? I don't...
I call the Secret Service.
I was just going to say, I would call a couple of agency buddies of mine and just go, hey, is this something to worry about? 100%. That's one of the beauties of knowing them.
How high up has this gone in terms of law enforcement?
I'd go
not you, for Mason.
Oh, I was telling you, Christopher Wray. I go right to the head of the FBI. He remembered me at the game. Hey, who have you, how far up, have you reported this at all?
No, I decided not to take it to the police just because there's nothing threatening about it. There's just nothing that makes me feel like I need to. If they had more personal information going forward, I might feel the need, but
more personal information. The first one nails you with personal information, and the second one, I don't know why you're so goddamn blind, the last one goes to a place where you played volleyball.
Where I have played volleyball, Elliot.
But I don't know why.
It's like talking to his dad.
Hey, does it bother you at all? In the postcard that I could see, the typewritten one in the beginning, the name is redacted on the postcard. It's your girlfriend's name, right?
It is her name, but she goes by an abbreviation of her name, and it's her full name written on the card,
which is even more weird. So it would be like, for example, if instead of it saying Diane, it was like Di. Same thing, though, dude. They're referring to her by her name. They know who you are.
So the weird thing about the, it's maybe a Facebook bot or something, because it's the full name she would have on social media, but not the name she would introduce herself to anywhere to anybody anymore.
Mason, can I put you on hold for a second? Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, don't hang up. Don't hang up.
How do we address Mr. Ray here?
Mr. Who?
Isn't this going to be Christopher Ray?
Oh.
That's the proper title.
No, but let's see how we address somebody who says it's Mrs. May. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, it's Molly.
Kristen says it's somebody who knows everything about Mason. Molly, how are you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing all right. How are you?
You're awesome. You're awesome. Goodbye. Woo, tight security here. So Mason, what do we do? What are like, so when you, when
should we take more calls, Mason?
Yes.
Is that the next step?
Hey, but so Mason, like when you talk to your friends or your dad or your girlfriend or whatever, like what is the conventional wisdom as to who this could be?
Really, the more people read about it, the more we have no idea. Everyone, when they read the first one, just said, oh, it's a prank. And then they got the second one, and they're like, okay, maybe it's not a prank. Maybe it's just kind of a weird scam or something. Eventually, you'll get a phone number. And then the third and the fourth one came, and everyone just says, all right, we have no idea. Because we were expecting a phone number or return address or an email or something to try and get some, I don't know, Amazon gift cards out of me. But
because I can't even, like, I'm even, like, obviously it's somebody who knows about your drones. It's somebody who knows where you live. It's somebody who knows your girlfriend's name. It's somebody who knows where you played volleyball.
Once.
Yeah, I know. Like, Mason doesn't care. But you know what I mean? Like, it's way too, and then the two in between, does Cherry Festival mean anything to you?
No, it doesn't. There's some people online that think it's a reference to, or a couple of those are references to Fallout video games, but that's not even a game I've really played, nothing I really know.
Are you an online gamer? Like, I don't mean like, are you like a star online gamer, but do you play online?
Yeah, I do sometimes, really just with like a couple of close friends.
Right, but not, you won't like join like just rando games and stuff and start getting into it?
Not really, no.
Do you know, who's Terry? Terry from the Cherry Festival can't have a repeat of what happened last year. That doesn't mean anything to you?
No idea.
You know what? Maybe I call Christopher Ray. I'm going to get the FBI. Are they busy? Maybe I get the FBI involved in the case. And I was just looking at the other ones real quick. Is there anything else in there? Oh, what?
There's nothing else.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, there's one of the postcards that says, what do you think about that new 3-day fella?
The three dog. That's the big reference to Fallout that everyone thinks. That's apparently a character in the video game. I don't know anything about three dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's something about the candy corn. What gives?
How are you even, like, looking at them?
I know. It makes,
and I'm not receiving out.
Hey, who's Marg? Who's Marg? M-A-R-G?
No idea. Again, people think that's a Fallout reference. Apparently, that's like his assistant or something.
Oh, I don't play Fallout. I don't know if I've made that clear enough yet. Yeah, P.S. Marg found out. I had no idea. I don't know. I don't play Fallout.
People just tell me that that's what they think it's a reference to. I really have no idea.
And then on the last one where it says, can you see me now? I told you, do it, or, and then it gets underlined, someone else will. It's not only a family secret, what is that last word?
It's not a secret, it's a, I think, promise or something?
Business.
Trust me.
That to me is a threat.
Yes. The whole thing is
a threat. Elsa is to me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Line two. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. I think it's Molly May. No. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hi, this is Terry from the Cherry Festival.
All right, I really got to go this time.
Okay, goodbye. Yeah.
So good.
Mason, I'm trying to take it seriously.
I'm loving the call-ins, honestly. I mean, you're probably getting them all day.
All right, so Mason, I feel like this is what we have to do, okay? I'm going to put you on hold. I want to make sure that we have your phone number. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so Kristen will pick back up. I want to make sure that we have your phone number. And I want to make sure that you can get back in touch with us. I want us to stay in touch with each other until we figure this out. And if we need to, you let me know. I call my friends at the FBI. We go right to Director Christopher Wray.
Yeah, I would love for you to get some people in contact that would actually be able to help.
Okay, well, let's not make that. I can't make that promise yet. I don't know what's going on. I gotta go through a couple layers. All right, Mason, hold tight 1 second. All right, dude.
Sure thing.
You got it. Hold on one second. How crazy is that?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.